Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Jim Den Hartog, one of the captains for the Marion County Bible Reading Marathon that will be held at the Marion County Courthouse.
First of all, just tell us a little bit about that and why that's going on.
Well, this is actually a statewide effort. In April, Governor Branstad signed a proclamation really encouraging all Iowans to read the Word of God, to read the Bible, and also to read the Bible at all the courthouses in the state of Iowa. So about 50 counties have done this in June, and we are going to follow suit in September to do the same thing. It's September 6th through September 11th. And the hours are going to be 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. from Tuesday through Sunday. So we would encourage you to check us out on our website and just come along and participate with us. Our website is www.marioncountybiblereading.com. That will take you to our Facebook event page with a link to our online sign up. There you will see each date on a spreadsheet, and you just click on where the double X is and sign in your first name, whatever other information you might want to give us. But we're not asking for phone or email, trying to keep it fairly generic, but hopeful that we can get all of the 300 spots filled before we start on September 6th. So coming up real quick, we've got to start, but we've also got some days that are wide open. So we're going to be praying in you guys to come help us out.
The governor then has made a statement about why this is important. But I mean, from your perspective and from things here in Marion County, why is this being done? Why is this important?
Yeah, thanks for the question. It's not merely an academic exercise or something to fill our day with, but we're believing that the Word of God is important and is God's standard for our life. And as we proclaim that or declare it over our county, we believe it will not return void, as it says in Isaiah, but His Word will accomplish the purposes and plans that He has for Marion County. And we believe that God does have great purposes for our county as we tap into His desires, His precepts, and His Word. I believe that God will be exalted, that some of the strongholds that are in this county, whether they're personal or family or relational, they can be broken. We are going to spend as much time praying as we do reading. We're asking people to stay after they've read their 15 minutes and just silently pray for the needs of Marion County. And we're going to also ask if people want to stop by with prayer requests, we'll have a basket or something that they can place those in, and they can be assured that we will pray for them. If there are people there that have immediate needs, that they want somebody just to support them, we'll do that as well. We're looking at this as inviting God into all aspects of Marion County and letting Him set the agenda and be the one who we get our marching orders from, rather than what we see in our media, what we see in other things. But we're just believing that this is going to lay a foundation that will help Marion County, not only for this week, but in weeks and years ahead. So that's why we're doing it. The dates are September 6th, Tuesday, September 6th through Sunday, September 11th. We're going to start at 7 a.m. each day and conclude at 9 p.m. And the way you sign up is go to www.marioncountybiblereadingmarathon.com, and that will link you up to a sign up. Or you're welcome to call me at 641 627-5008.
Thanks again to Jim Den Hartog. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLX.com.